Since the police killing of Alton Sterling last week, protests have taken place in Baton Rouge of all sizes and types. Police arrested scores of demonstrators Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. WWNO's Ryan Kailoth was reporting on a rally at police headquarters Saturday, which drew armed members of the New Black Panther Party. While reporting about a standoff with police, he was himself arrested, one of more than 100 people cuffed that night. Ryan Kailoth was released almost 24 hours later, along with many others who were held. WWNO News Director Eve Cho talked with him about what happened.
Ryan, thanks for talking to us.
Hey.
So please set the scene for us, if you would. What was it like when you arrived around 5 p.m. on Saturday?
So there were several protests planned around Baton Rouge, and the one that I got to was at the Cortana Mall. When I got there, it was honestly kind of falling apart. It was a little bit disorganized. Protesters didn't seem to know who was in charge or where they were going. They kept shuttling back and forth between the mall and the Baton Rouge Police Department, which was a few blocks away.
What happened then?
Yeah, about half an hour, 45 minutes later, I guess the New Black Panther Party arrived on the scene, and that really electrified everybody and gave them a group to follow. They marched from a gas station at the corner to the front of the police headquarters. Probably about 30 that seemed to be identifying themselves with the group, and a few of them were open carrying shotguns, rifles, smaller guns. The New Black Panthers shut down traffic on one lane of this. I believe it was 3 or 4 lane road, just marching up and down it in formation with a crowd on the grass beside the road watching them. That's the point at which the police got involved. Because again, the protest is happening right in front of the police station. So they came out in full riot gear. They had like this big tank looking kind of vehicle out there. And it came to a face-off with, you know, this sort of ranks of the Black Panthers on one side and then ranks of riot cops on the other.
And we see that in the final image that you tweeted before you yourself were arrested, two lines of people standing facing each other. You were in the crowd on the side. What happened then?
While this face-off was happening in the road in front of the probably a couple hundred of us standing on the grass on the side of the road, unbeknownst to us, cops were lining up behind us. So once the riot police pushed into the group of Panthers that they were facing off with and started wrestling some of them to the ground and taking their guns away and whatnot, a bunch of us instinctively stepped back and started to back away from the situation. And you can see this in my video, which I'll post on my Twitter account. When we turned around to walk away from the situation, all the cops who had lined up behind us kept us from retreating and actually pushed us back towards the action and back towards the violence.
And that's when the arrest started, several people being arrested all at once, yourself included. And you actually captured that on your phone and with your audio gear. Let's hear that moment of your arrest.
I'm a journalist.
Now, in that video, we clearly hear you saying, I'm a journalist, I'm a journalist. Did that seem to make any difference?
None whatsoever. So I repeated, not just in that moment that you can hear, but for the next couple of hours at every point of the getting booked in and processed, I said, listen, maybe this doesn't even matter anymore, but I'm a journalist. Here's my press badge. And they said, not my problem. Take it to the judge. That's for somebody else to deal with. So it seemed like once you were in the system, you were in the system. And no, being a journalist didn't matter whatsoever.
Did it seem that journalists were being targeted? There were, you said, other reporters there who were not arrested.
I was standing just probably 8 feet away from a reporter with the Baton Rouge Advocate who was not arrested. I later learned, actually only the next day, that a couple other reporters, one from Breitbart and one from WAFB, were arrested. But I didn't see any of it happening in that first instance.
Was there seemingly any logic in who was arrested and who was not?
It seemed like Black people were being arrested. There were a few white people in the crowd, not too many. Through the whole, you know, about 6 hours of processing, I was with the same group that I got arrested with, and there were certainly no white people in that group.
And you were actually booked incorrectly in terms of race in this process.
Yeah, nobody asked. I myself am not Black, but I'm not white. My parents are from India. I've got light brown skin, and sort of Black nappy hair. And interestingly enough, I was checked in as Black. They just speculated that I was black.
Who else was in there with you? Did you feel any tensions or any division between outsiders and locals?
No, not at all. When I woke up in the morning in prison, there were about 30 of us in this one cell block together. I talked to everyone, and only two people told me they said they were from Houston. And they were with the Panthers, and they had come in for it. Everybody else was from Louisiana.
What were you charged with?
I was charged with simple obstruction of a roadway, which is what I think the majority of the protesters got. Most of them got set the same bail I was, $250, for being in the road. Now, as my video that I'm posting online clearly shows, I was never in the road.
So by the end of the night, we learned that more than 100 people were arrested, and that included a prominent leader of the Black Lives Matter movement, DeRay McKesson. Did you have any idea of the scope of this?
No. When I woke up in the morning, actually, we had the paper delivered, the Advocate, and one of the prisoners said, "Hey, man, you're in here." That's the only inkling I had that there was, and it was buried, 20 paragraphs down into a story. So no, I didn't know that DeRay was there or that things were going down that way.
WWNO's Ryan Kailath, he was reporting on protests in Baton Rouge this weekend when he himself was arrested by police. Thanks for telling us about what happened.
Thanks, Eve.